833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in and join the conversation. 833-563-2539. We're tired about just being intimate and kissing your partner. And that's okay. A lot of us actually don't kiss as often as we, I guess, should, according to experts. But then to find out that Alex, the person that hates physical touch, loves to spoon.
And be the big spoon.
That, first of all, no. The relationship over, you try to pull that move on me. That ladies cannot be the big spoon.
But
that
I
is
can't
not
do
cool.
it and put my hands on the guy's stomach. I have to do it and keep and put my hands cupping his man boobs.
Why are you cupping moobs?
I am obsessed with it, how it feels.
833-563-2539. I want to know if you listen to the Joe and Alex show, man or woman, are you a cuddler? Are you into it? When I first started my dating my wife, Lindsay, it's like 7 years ago. Of course I cuddled with her like and did the big spoon thing. I never liked that, though. It's a weird position, and you can't sleep right. Like, you say you don't fall asleep.
Well, you don't fall asleep in that
position. No, but she'd want to fall asleep that way. And, like, then, like, my arm would go numb. I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to have to cut my arm off.
Oh, that's
true. I can't feel it. Like,
yeah.
See, you don't. How did you never experience that as the big spoon?
No, your arm always does eventually go numb. That's usually when you break away and then you just roll over. You go to your own side of the bed.
Chelsea, you're on the Joe and Alex show. How you doing, my little spooner?
Hi, how are you?
Good. I shouldn't assume that. Are you a big spoon or a little spoon?
Little spoon.
Okay. And, like, do you really like spooning? Like, why do you enjoy it so much?
I just feel safe. So we go to bed every night and he, you know, puts his arm around me and I fall asleep. He hates it because his arm goes numb, so I agree with that. And then once I fall asleep, he kind of makes his way out of it.
Ella just tweeted us and said that her husband and her spoon, but he is a foot fetish, so he wants to position his face down by her feet and his feet up by her head.
A 69 spoon?
Yeah, basically.
Like upside down?
Basically, yeah.
Wow, okay. That's what you're into. Hey, Chelsea, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Alexis, hey, what's going on with you?
Not much. My husband's really weird about it, too, because if I'll be laying on the couch just minding my own business, he'll go and, like, jump in and, you know, scoot me out from behind the couch so he can lay behind me and spoon me.
I kind of do like that once in a while. When I am in the mood to be touched and, like, cuddle during a movie, I like spooning on the couch.
Yes, it is so funny.
I want a man to call in. Thank you for the call, by the way. 833-JOE-ALEX. Are there any men that actually enjoy being the big spoon or, by the way, I don't understand how this works. All the guys you dated, Alex, they just said, okay, I'll be the little spoon? Or did you, like, force yourself to be the big spoon?
No, guys usually like it. They don't like it when I grab their moobs, but they like it whenever I'm the big spoon, I think.
Kyle, we'll wrap it up with you here on the Joe and Alex show. You like cuddling?
I do.
What's wrong with you, man?
Like, if I'm watching TV, I don't really like touchy-feely sort of thing. But when it comes to going to bed, I love being the little spoon.
Now, do you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
A girlfriend.
And your girlfriend's the big spoon?
Not always. Like, we'll alternate, but when I'm falling asleep, there's nothing better than being the little spoon.
Does she grab your moves like Alex does?
No. She'll play with my hair, maybe.
Aw, that's cute. Well, you guys sound sweet.
Little monkey's like, what's inside of his hair?
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, what else do you think they're doing?
She's just rubbing his head.
Right. All right, Kyle, man, thank you for calling in. Interesting to see. We got a bunch of spooners here on the Joe and Alex show.